Welcome everyone to episode 15 of the Golden Arrow series, looking back at the BDO World Championship. And I'm delighted to be joined today by the four-time Ladies World Champion and current PDC Tour card holder, Lisa Ashton. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How's the lockdown been for you?
To be fair, it's not been too bad. I've coped with it well. Family's been all right. So up to now, fingers crossed, we're all been fine.
And I know you played in the PDC home tour. How have you found it, the online darts, over the last few months?
It's totally different what everybody's used to. But it is hard trying to motivate yourself when you're at home and you're just practicing, but you're not. You're actually playing against somebody, and that it's hard because you haven't got the opponent there. You try to imagine it, but it's been interesting and fun.
And I know when you started playing, you were mostly just sort of playing with your brothers and trying to beat them. But what was it that motivated you to start doing the ladies tour?
Playing them, and then I started going in the pub with my other half, and lads are saying, like, you need to do like Super League and county and take it more serious, because the way you're playing, you can go far. So I was like, oh, okay. So I started off doing Super League and county, and then they said you need to start going on the circuit, people, and that. So with people telling me and all that, so I just decided 1 year I'll have a go, and the rest is following.
Sort of the first big title for you came in 2008. You won the Zuiderdijk Masters in Holland. That must have been a big confidence boost to you, that you knew you could beat the best on a TV tournament.
Yeah, it was. It was Trini Gulliver and Matthew Fitzmaurice phoned me and said to me, we've got a wild card. Are you interested in participating in it? And I said, yeah. And I thought, well, this is the biggest chance to, like you said, play all the top stars. He was out then, and to go and win it was absolutely a dream come true, was to beat in all the people who was in it.
And a couple of months later, I think it was the next month actually, you made your debut at the BDO World Championship. What was that like, walking out on the lakeside?
Oh, that is everybody's dream. Just to walk out on that stage is a massive experience. In my dart career, you can't ask for anything better. That is a dream of everybody's dart players, just to walk out on that lakeside stage and be there with the history it's got.
And what were the nerves like ahead of your first game against Trini Gulliver?
Absolutely shaking like a leaf. Absolutely. I'm trying to control my nerves, take it into adrenaline. The atmosphere is nothing I've been ever used to. I was absolutely petrified the first time I walked out.
You went out in the first round that year and you missed it the next 2 years. But in 2011, you won the Ladies World Masters, again beating in Trina in a major final. That must have been a big moment for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a massive step for me. As Trina beat me twice at Lakeside, and to go there and beat the world's number one was a massive boost for me, just to show that I can actually beat them. And knew then, like, if I can win that, I'm sure I can go on and win a few more titles. So that gave me a massive confidence to go and keep seeing what else I could do.
Definitely. 2012 World Championship, you played Trina in the first round and came up short again. But the next year, you got all the way to the final. How important was it when you got your first win on the Lakeside stage in 2013 and then obviously got to the final that year as well?
It was brilliant, yeah. As Trina beat me twice in the first rounds at Lakeside. And then just to go, and I thought, right, just to win one game would be absolutely a massive step. And then when I finally got that win, I thought, yes, I can actually win on this stage. And then I just thought, right, if I can just do one more step, and then to actually go and get into the final was an absolute dream. Mm. To have the experience of just being in the final and being the major championship in the final, to just take it all in and hopefully try to be the victor. But I didn't succeed, but I was just happy to get to the final.
Well, I mean, you went one better next year in 2014. And I have to say, I remember watching it at the time and your path through that competition. It was almost like fate was on your side. You got through a last leg decider against Aileen de Graaf. You came back from behind against Anna and survived a number of match darts. And then in the final, you came back from 2-0 down to beat Dieter 3-2. Did you feel like fate was on your side as well in that tournament?
Yeah, I'd never give in, never give in. And yeah, and I thought, right, every time, like you said, I've done it with Eileen on one leg decider, so that's given me a bit more massive confidence. And then to go with Anna having matched her, so I knew if I just kept going like I did in the first round, I wouldn't take my chances when I did. And then like with the Irving two sets up and two legs up, and I knew if I just could get my doubles going in and just keep going, look, you've done it once, you've done it twice, I'm sure you can do it again. I just believed in myself, look, I never give in, I just kept going, take one leg at a time, then a set, and then to come out the victor was an absolute dream.
I was going to say, what was that moment like when the winning double went in and they announced that you were, you know, ladies champion of the world?
Oh, my heart was pounding, I was like shaking, and I thought when it went in and he announced that, it didn't actually kick in, I was the world champion, I just knew I'd won it, but I just couldn't take it all in. I was just like, oh my God, I've done it, excited, I've won, adrenaline's rushing, my nerves were shaking, my heart was pounding, trying to hold it all in, emotions was going, but It's really hard to explain how you can, it all goes in on inside, but I think it took me a few days to actually sink in that I was the world champion.
And when you came back the next year in 2015, you did retain the title, but did you feel any extra pressure coming in as the defending champion?
Yeah, there is pressure. Like everybody says, can you retain it? Nobody wants to just be like a one-hit wonder, what some people say and that. But I just said to myself, look, don't take it all in your head. Just go there, start from scratch and just do what you did last year, one round at a time, and just see how far you can get and keep believing you can do this. I didn't put myself in as I'm going to retain it. I'm just going to come in as I'm going to win this as the first time. I just took it that up.
And I guess that year as well, in the quarterfinals, you beat Trina Gulliver 2-0 and hit a 90 average. So that must have been nice. Although it wasn't the final, it must have been nice to finally beat her at Lakeside.
Yes, it was, yeah. To be beat the best player the ladies had on that stage, it's her stage, and to beat her and play so well, it would give me a massive confident boost because everybody wants to win there, but to beat Trina, because it has always been her stage, give me a massive boost. I knew then if I can do that there, all I had to do was just keep going and just hopefully I could retain it.
You won the World Cup singles with England later that year. That must have been a hugely proud moment for you, winning the World Cup for your country.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's always an honour to play for your country. It's one of the best achievements you can have, and to go and win the singles, I think I won singles, pairs, the team, and we won overall, to come away with four golds was an absolutely dream come true, and it's the best honour you can have is go and win everything for your country, and I still one of my big memories.
Looking back at the Lakeside and the World Championship 2017, you picked up your third world title, and across that whole week you dropped just 9 legs and you were just in blistering form all week. Do you think that was the best you played over a course of a week that year?
I think it was, yeah. I think that's been my best form, yeah, that week at Lakeside, as everything was going for me. My scoring was going, my doubles was going, I've been playing well through the year. So, yeah, to take it onto that big main stage, it did give me more confidence. My averages was rising, so I just kept saying, if I can just keep playing this way all the way through, let the other opponents worry about you and you just keep enjoying your game, and hopefully you get to the final and see how you can play in that.
You also, later that year, you made your debut on the Challenge Tour. What was that like when you first sort of started mixing it in the PDC with the male players?
Hard, very hard. It's completely different than what I'm used to. I went and the setup's different. It's immaculate, the setup. And there's so many guys, so many players played. And I just thought, look, all I can do is try my best and just put a bit of pressure on the guys. And all I wanted to do was just see what levels I could go to push myself. And that's how I took it into it. It's just thinking that every time they push me, just see how I can play.
The next year, 2018, you won the Ladies World Championship for a fourth time, second in a row and the fourth in 5 years. Were you feeling pretty much unbeatable at that time at the Lakeside?
I was getting comfortable. I won't say like unbeatable because everybody is beatable. But I was just getting more comfortable and more suited on the stage now. I was getting relaxed on there, feeling not as much pressure. And I felt really comfortable. So I was feeling that it was getting a bit more my stage on there now. Then I felt comfortable and playing. As well as going to other stages, I didn't do, but that it was getting as I felt comfortable, it was feeling as though it was becoming my stage.
And I suppose this is a strange question in a sense, but of the four world titles, does one of them stand out as you know, more special than the others?
They're all very special, but I've got to say the one more one is your first one. It's got to be your first one because it's the biggest achievement you can ever have, and to win the very first one on that Lakeside stage, and I think more so for me as coming back from the nearly or needing one leg to take it, and me coming back the way I did, and to win it on that stage, my first one, I think that's got to be my most special one.
And the last couple of years at the Ladies World Championship, you went out to Mikuru Suzuki in the first round in 2019 and the final this year. What was it like having a sort of a new face on the scene that was really, really pushing you to your best?
It's good. It's good. We've got Mikuru and them coming through. It just shows there is so much other talent out there, abroad, Asian talent, all coming through. Playing Mikuru, it just shows the standard they can play. And it's nice to show every ladies we all have to improve and pushing us more. We're all pushing each other. So we have to raise our games. Mikuru is a cracking player. We see her on the circuit where a lot of people don't. And it just shows what good players they have out there and what an awesome player she is.
You had your experiences on the Challenge Tour in 2017. And then, you know, the next year, Barry Hearn announced that they were going to add ladies back to the World Championship. And you qualified through the UK qualifier and you got to play Alexandra Palace. And you played Jan Dekker. What were the nerves like for that one? Because, of course, you were a full-time world champion, but that was your first time in a men's world championship, and it was the sort of the first time there were ladies in the expanded field.
Yeah, it was. That is a completely different. It was like you say, Lakeside is the history of all hours, and we're dead quiet. Where the PDC is really loud, and it's massive, absolutely massive, and the crowd, they sing their head off, they support you. My heart was pounding. Your nerves are going, and your adrenaline's going. It is another dream come true, but it's a different dream come true because the level is completely different to what I was used to. But to get on their stage is an absolute, that is another path and dreams I'm fulfilling every day.
And you mentioned the differences in the crowd there. Which of those did you prefer?
They're both totally different. I must admit, though, the Ali Pali crowd is absolutely awesome. When you need them, they're so loud and supporting you, and it pushes you more in everything. Because sometimes you do need to hear some voices and push you in that. And I can't ask for the support they gave me any better than what I got. They was fantastic with me, and they helped me, and it was unbelievable. I really enjoyed it.
And I have to say, that game against Jan Dekker, the first set you produced was absolutely astonishing. And did that give you major confidence and your run at Q School, you know, the next month, that you really were good enough to be playing with those men week in, week out?
Yeah, it was. It did. I knew I could play like that. I just pity you didn't carry on the other ones. But I knew if I could push just that one set and keep going, and I just knew, I thought, right, my next aim was hopefully I can get back on that stage. So I knew if I went into Q School and played like I did against him in front of all them people, if I keep my level and carry on playing like that, hopefully I can get a tour card and have a go at home every week and see how I can go.
And yeah, I mean, you just missed out in the end, but you had a cracking year last year, and on the BDO side you won the World Trophy and the World Masters, beating Anastasia in both finals. So you knew that you were playing some tremendous stuff, and you looked very, very confident on stage as well.
Yeah, I knew my game was playing really well from coming from there, and like playing against the men on the Challenge Tour was helping my game a lot. So So I knew when I was playing that against the ladies, if I could just play like I did against the men and take it into these, my game was doing fine and brilliant. So, and that's how I felt, my confidence. I just kept focusing, saying as though I was playing them in the Challenge Tourney Crucible and taking that with me in my head as I was playing.
And another highlight for you last year must have been when you got to play at the Grand Slam, and in your group you got to play Dave Chisnell, and obviously you're both under the same management with Roger Sheener.
Yeah, we are. We're really good friends, and that, yeah, I've known Chizzy for a lot of years. We both set up in the county together, and we're both same management. Yeah, it was a tough group, absolutely. We call it like the group of death, as everyone kept telling me. But yeah, it was a great experience to play their level and play a friend and everything, and I enjoyed it, yeah. It's just now I'm getting excited. I've got my aims is I want to have another go back at it against them, and I keep trying now is to try get into more TV of the tournaments.
Mm. The PDC World Championship at the end of last year, Fallon won the UK qualifying, of course, you know, we all know what she went on to do, and winning the two games. Was that massive motivation for you that, you know, you were in that position last year and you knew you were playing just as well as she was, or maybe even better?
Yeah, definitely. What she did, it's just showing every lady as what opportunities the PDC are giving us. When I played it the year before, I was determined, tried to again to get back that year, as which I was unsuccessful and Fallon was. So it's just made me more, showing what she's got and they can do it, it's made me more determined to see if I can get back in it for next year.
And then, of course, you went to Q School in January, but before then you had the Ladies World Championship. And how did the O2 in the Lakeside compare for you? Because the venues were totally different.
Yeah, they were definitely different. It's like Lakeside, it's an era, that's where the darts has always started, and it's everybody's dream. I've done that, and with things what have gone on in the video and all that lot, it's O2 where we had to go. So that was just like the new challenges. So it's something we just had to take and go on. But when I played, the stage was lovely, the crowd was lovely there, it was brilliant. So it was just something I had to take it in, like we all did, and playing it, and I enjoyed it. It was good.
And of course, the ladies had a reduced prize fund this year, and I know there were some of the ladies were really annoyed about it. And did you ever consider pulling out of the tournament, or was the reduced money not so much of an issue for you?
No. I never considered that I'd pull out of it. Like you said, the money is a different issue. It's a different subject and all that lot. But at the end of the day, is the money does make goals with it. But it's still a World Championship tournament. And to be fair, is we haven't got loads and ladies and everything to be shown on TV. So we still need to show out there what we can play and still be another world champion. But I would love to have got the fifth world champion on my CV. So that would have been another major issue on mine, which I still would have played for.
And of course, you know, just over a week later, you went to Q School and, you know, you got to the semi-final on day two and ended up losing a last leg decider. I mean, how disappointing was that at the end of the day, knowing you got so, so close to winning it outright, but it obviously just missed out?
And I thought, right, it just keeps you motivated. With Q School, is you have your ups and your downs. Like you said, it was one leg decider, and I lost it, but I got there. So I just thought to myself, look, if I can get there and get to one leg, I'm sure if I just keep focused, pick myself up off it, I can get there again and hopefully win that one leg decider next time.
And on that last day, you went out fairly early and it went right down to the wire whether you'd get a card or not on the order of merit. What were your nerves like by the end of the day, just sort of waiting to see who got through and where the points were?
That was the most stressful day of your life, as I'd say to everybody. It was, yeah, I went out early, a bit gutted. I couldn't finish anything and the guy played well. Was sitting there, then a few, it felt like hours and hours and hours of people saying, yeah, no, and I just like to, I don't want to know. So I just did, was went and carried on supporting the other guys who was with me, they was playing in it. Went watching them, supporting them, trying to not take in notice who was going out, who was still in. People just around me saying, I said, I don't want to know, but it was the longest day of my life, I'd say. of waiting to see if I'd got one or not. And hopefully when people saying yeah, and I said no, I'm not believing anything until the guy on that desk comes over to me and tells me I have the tour card, that's when I'll celebrate and take it all in.
And what did you do to celebrate when he came over and told you that, yeah, you were going to be the first lady with the tour card?
I just said to him, all right, before I do anything, am I all right to just let the emotions out and you're not going to find me? And he just laughed and joked. He went, no, you're fine. And I just screamed, just said, yes, finally, I've got one. And then they just laughed and said, right, you're fine now because you just screamed. But that was just a joke with him, and he just said, no, it was so tough for you. You missed it last year and you've done so well, and they're so pleased for me. And all my friends and family all cheering, and we all had a drink there and that. And my daughters, they were like crying, saying, you've worked so hard. And then Maya come home, my husband's like, are you on the phone? And all my family was, so it was so tough for me. It was brilliant.
And I know you did an interview shortly after Q School, and you were saying that, you know, you sort of wouldn't really be able to believe that you were the tour card holder until you got to the first Players' Championship weekend and you saw that you were playing in the same event as, you know, Michael van Gerwen, Gerwyn Price. What was it like on that first Players' Championship when you walked through the doors and you saw that you were actually on the same board as Michael van Gerwen?
It was unreal. It's like you walk in and you see everyone, like they're all there and practicing, and then you walk in and you, like you said, and you feel, oh my god, I'm playing in the same tournament as these. It's like you said, I'm practicing on the same board as these. It's just, that's a dream. That's what you've been watching on the telly, and that's what everybody's dreaming. But to actually go and play against them and practice on the same board, I was a bit nervous at first because it's different than me, but they've all made me welcome and given me advice and helping me and that. So, yeah, they've all been brilliant with me and welcomed me in, and it's great. I'm enjoying it.
And you didn't have to wait long for your first win as a tour card holder on the Sunday. Got a win in the first round and a 100 average to boot as well. That must have been a sort of a relief for you to get the first win so early, but also just how well you played as well.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Because, like, there's still people saying, like, oh, ladies shouldn't be in this and in that and she'll not do anything. But, no, I just wanted to prove to myself, look, I know I can play against these. I know I've got my game. I've just got to settle in and play like I know I can. And then, like you said, to get the win and get an 100 average is just showing these men, look, I'm not just here to make a number up. I'm here to actually compete and try to get the wins. And I want to do my best and make it hard for you lot as well as I can.
And have you sensed any sort of stigma when you've been there that, you know, the guys don't want to lose to you because you're a woman? I know I've spoken to Dieter Hedman before, and she said that, you know, when she played on the PDC sort of 15 years ago, there was always the sense that the guys just didn't want to lose to a woman. It was a pride thing.
They do. You do have some guys like that, but to be fair, these guys, they've not really have said like that. They just say to me, look, no, you're the best lady, you're in it, you've earned your card, and we're just going to treat you like another dart player because that's what you are. You're not this woman against a man. If not, you're a dart player, and we're just going to treat you like a dart player, which they have done. They've all given me respect and play and helped me. And the way I'm playing has brought my game up, and they're not treating me like, oh, I don't want to lose to this lady. If they lose to me, they just say, look, no, I've lost to a better player, and you're a damn good player. And which I appreciate that. But that's how they're doing it. It's been brilliant with me.
And of course, one of the wins you've got so far this year on the PDC, you beat, you know, the new world match play champion, Dimitri Vandenberg. So that win looks even better now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we had a laugh at Dimitri and that. Yeah. I can say, like, it's not just like Dimitri, it's the world match play champion. And I can only say, yes, I have beat him. That's my claim to fame. So I said, I'll take that.
And, obviously, last month there was the PDC Summer Series where you were all sort of holed up in Milton Keynes for the week. What was that whole experience like? Did you enjoy it, or was it just a bit strange for you?
It was strange. It was, like, different. Everything was different. There was brilliant quarantined everywhere. Everything was perfect. But it was strange. It was like first time back of playing dart, so everybody's got to get back into the system of playing dart. But to be quarantined as like we was, it was hard. It was well run. Everything was perfectly done as usual, as what we had to do. But it was hard to try and get your head around everything as what you have to do. You're more concentrating on what you don't touch and do and play and not. But you still had to play your game. But it was hard, but we all got on with it and still played as well as we could.
And the PDC announced earlier today, actually, that there's going to be the Women's Series later this year with qualification spots for the Grand Slam and the World Championship. That must be, you know, great news for you and the other ladies, but it also gives you something to work towards while you're sort of still at home practicing.
Yeah, it does. That's absolutely fantastic news for all the ladies and for ladies darts, as they're still believing in the ladies game is what it needs. And like you said, it's give everybody's ladies now something to aim for, as well as, like I said, this lockdown and what's going on with like the BDO, people don't know, and the WGF when they're playing tournaments and not. This gives all the ladies now something to aim for and to practice for, which is absolutely fantastic for the spots they've opened for the ladies to get in. So we can't ask for anything better. It's a start, it's a beginning, hopefully there'll be more to come, but it's brilliant to just give the ladies this opportunity.
And obviously you are mixing it, you know, with the men, and you know, you are, you know, the elite women's player at the moment, but do you think, would you like to see that the PDC introduce a ladies tour, or do you think that, you know, the sport should be heading towards more, you know, more integration and more women playing the men and improving that way?
It would be brilliant, yeah, if they did a ladies tour. It gives all the ladies an opportunity to play in it, as some ladies don't feel comfortable playing against the men yet. It's their preference, as they don't think they're good enough against the men. But if they did a ladies tour, you might get more in, because the more ladies would apply for that, because they're more comfortable just playing the ladies. So it would be brilliant both ways, as you get quite a lot of the top end of the ladies game. They're not bothered, we'll take on the men. We're just going, showing, look, we're not scared of you, we'll play them, we'll have a go. And we're trying to break free of this man and woman, or ladies and men. But to do a ladies tour, that would be fantastic. Hopefully there becomes a ladies tour, or if you have to play against men, hopefully more ladies will get confidence and apply and play against the men.
And I know your first sort of 6 months as a PDC tour card holder haven't quite gone to plan with the whole pandemic, but what goals did you set yourself when you got that tour card?
I haven't gone massively to, you want to be in the world, all the big tournaments they have. I'm just doing little steps just to settle in, because everything's different. I just want to win a few games, try to get a win, some qualifiers onto Euro Tours, and then hopefully progress into further steps in each Pro Tour, and then hopefully try to get myself into some of the tournaments and get some do better and get in the rankings and hopefully whip my way up.
And just one last question from me. Looking back on your career so far, what would you say is your favourite memory?
My favourite memory? I think my favourite memory has got to be winning my 4 World Championships and winning them at Lakeside, as that's where the Heart of Darts is always set off, and that's where history's been made, and hopefully I can new journey now and make more history on this side of the sport.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Lisa, and I have every confidence that you're only going up and up from here. So thank you very much for your time.
Oh, cheers. Thank you very much.